Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, SAG-AFTRA members vote to authorize a strike as the Writers Guild continues its walkout into a second month. State lawmakers seek to amend the California Constitution to protect certain marriages.
There are many Californians who do not even realize that this scar continues to exist on the California Constitution.
And a tenants group settles a lawsuit over the state's renter assistance program. Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 6th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Contract talks between Hollywood's Actors Union and film and TV studios and streamers begin tomorrow. And in the meantime, the performers made a preemptive move on the eve of negotiations. LAist Arts and Entertainment reporter John Horn has more.
In balloting that ended Monday, members of the Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists overwhelmingly approved a strike authorization with 98% of the vote. While the vote doesn't guarantee a strike, it does allow SAG-AFTRA negotiators to call for a work stoppage if they're unable to reach an agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers by June 30th. Such a work stoppage would halt almost all film and TV production immediately. Together we lock elbows, and in unity we build a new contract that honors our contributions in this remarkable industry, Fran Drescher, the president of SAG-AFTRA, said in a statement. The AMPTP said in a statement, "We are approaching these negotiations with the goal of achieving a new agreement that is beneficial to SAG-AFTRA members and the industry overall." For LAist 89.3, I'm John Horn.
Happening today, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors is expected to give an official backing to members of the Writers Guild of America who are in their second month of a labor strike. The board intends to say it stands in solidarity with the WGA and that the writer's strike is the result of their being underpaid and the entertainment industry's emphasis on streaming services. If today's motion is approved, a letter of support signed by all five board members will be sent to producers. Los Angeles tenant groups have announced a settlement in their lawsuit against the state of California over its rent relief program. LAist housing reporter David Wagner explains what this means for renters still waiting for help.
During the pandemic, California's rent relief program came under fire for being slow and difficult to access for low-income tenants, many who didn't own computers or speak English. Last year, tenant groups sued the state over those barriers, seeking to get eligible tenants connected to the help they were promised. Now, state officials have agreed to give applications another look and give tenants a more clear path to appeal. Jonathan Yeager with the Legal Aid Foundation of LA is on the legal team that filed the lawsuit.
Hopefully, when they take a closer look at applications, people who were quickly denied in the past will actually be approved.
About 330,000 LA area households are still behind on rent. Yeager says some of the tenants who applied for rent relief and were likely eligible have already been evicted. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
Eight California counties are creating care courts for people with untreated severe mental illness. It gives judges the authority to order treatment that counties must fund. Los Angeles County says it will have its care court system up and running by December 1st. But there has been debate about care courts' potential to infringe on civil rights. Here's Ruby, a Skid Row resident who has wrestled with her own mental illness.
We don't want people coming through and gathering everybody up and some sort of cattle call. If you want to help people, if you want to offer them the help and really offer them good services, you'd be surprised how many people will be more than happy to jump on.
Another Skid Row resident who has been diagnosed with psychosis, Zenobia, supports care court.
I think that if they are really that far gone mentally, that they should step in and intervene.
Another challenge is if LA County will be ready by December. The county mental health department director says they will need hundreds of trained clinicians to get the court system going. A federal judge has given the city of Santa Ana a deadline to work out a deal with a homeless aid organization. LA-est Orange County reporter Jill Replogle says the dispute is over whether Micah's Way can feed unhoused people at its office.
Santa Ana has refused to give Micah's Way a permit to operate unless it stops giving out food at its headquarters located in the city's professional district. Micah's Way sued the city earlier this year, arguing that feeding the hungry is a religious activity protected under federal law. Santa Ana is asking the judge to dismiss the organization's complaint.
The federal judge hearing the case is David O. Carter, who has made his mark handling issues between cities and those who advocate for their homeless populations. He's giving the parties a week to try to come up with a settlement agreement. He says he'll make a ruling in the case next week at the latest. Coming up, state lawmakers consider a constitutional amendment to codify same-sex marriage.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting an evening in focus, Goya. The museum's galleries come to life at this interactive event, celebrating the opening of the exhibition, I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. Enjoy live music, art-making activities for all ages, live model drawing, tours, and more. Free with museum admission. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. A public meeting tonight aims to give people a chance to learn more about an air monitoring study involving Culver City, Baldwin Hills, and other communities near the Inglewood oil field. The California Air Resources Board and another state agency are hosting an informational meeting at the Culver City Senior Center to discuss the study of neighborhood air near petroleum sources and how community members can get involved. A virtual meeting is being held on the same topic tomorrow night at 6. State lawmakers have introduced a constitutional amendment to protect same-sex and interracial marriage in California. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald says the new conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court is a concern to its backers.
Known as ACA 5, the measure would repeal Proposition 8, which passed in 2008. It stated marriage must be between a man and a woman to be recognized. ACA 5 is also intended to protect interracial marriage as a fundamental right for all Californians. The measure's author is Democratic Assemblymember Evan Lowe from Santa Clara County.
Two justices highlighted that marriage equality will be next on the chopping block, and that's why this is imperative.
Since the passage of Prop 8, state and federal court decisions have allowed marriage equality in California. But the language of Prop 8 is still in the Constitution.
There are many Californians who do not even realize that this scar continues to exist on the California Constitution.
That's Senator Scott Wiener from San Francisco, who is a co-author of ACA 5. He says the passage of Prop 8 almost 15 years ago is a painful memory for many. If approved by the legislature, ACA 5 would go before voters as a statewide proposition in 2024. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Your Tuesday weather forecast is much like the Monday weather forecast, mostly cloudy skies, a 20% chance of showers in the morning, and temperatures in the mid-60s to around 70 degrees in most areas. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. The AM edition is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism. one lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.